Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Thirsty Thursday with your host, the Dream Teacher. I'm very excited you made it out. This would be my second show, so thank you very much for coming. Again, we are here co-creating a thirst for knowledge and information. We're here to exchange thoughts and ideas, and the show is open for intelligent debate, new information, and much more, whatever you like. So go ahead and call in, and you can talk about anything that you want to talk about, but nobody else is talking, I'm going to sit here and talk about my own stuff. So I hope you enjoy regardless. And again, if you have anything to add in, do not hesitate to put your two cents in, and it will definitely be taken in and accounted for. So I hope everybody is doing very well tonight. Getting set up for the second show. It's quite a fun experience, something I like doing. So again, thank you for sharing that with me. I've got my brother right here next to me, coming out to, you know, support or just keep his habit in line, smoking another cig. You know, that's what it is. And I'm thinking about lighting them up too. Oh boy. Oh, we had a guest, and now they're gone. See who else is here. Hello, caller. Can't see quite who you are, but thank you for calling in. Obviously somewhere from around Cleveland. Let's see. So, the show is based on creating new things, and in the midst of that, I started to create my own little project, if you will. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. It is called Human Unification. And in order to establish, this is like the main point of it all, and this is the purpose. In order to establish total peace and harmony on Earth, we all must resonate together on the same frequency. So like our bodies, our minds all have to be resonating on the same frequency. And I think that if our physical bodies can do it and work together as a system, then so can humans and work together as a system of the world. So what we would be doing is unifying people. And that's what we're all about with human unification. And I also thought it was ironic, the name, because the Earth physically resonates at a frequency, at its own frequency. And it's actually a beautiful, beautiful sound. I'm actually going to get a clip here to play for you. But it's known as the WHO, H-U, the WHO frequency. So I thought a funny little catchphrase is like, you know, who knew? Spelling it the other way, but yeah. So those are ideas for like any new advertising, graphics, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to put this on speakerphone. I hope you can hear me loud and clear. Let me know if you can't raise your hand, or just let me know in the chat if you can hear, or if I should get closer. So I'm going to look this up for you. I'm going to look up the WHO sound. But again, let's see. I'll tell you about this project in just a moment. I want you to experience the sound. It's really intense. Like, I'll sit here and listen to a bunch of sounds and like a bunch of different frequencies that people have posted up online and stuff. And I don't know what they are, but they're pretty interesting to me. And I'm not going to lie, they're really trippy. So I definitely enjoy those at certain moments of the evening. Hello, Kathleen. I'm glad you made it. Did you not go out tonight? What are you guys doing? Sorry, I couldn't come down there. I've been there for, you know, 3 days, so. Again, thanks for your hospitality. It's much appreciated. All right, here, I'm going to give you a clip of this sound. Hey, you want to do me a favor and go on your computer to see if you can use it when you're done? All right. What is playing right now? Oh, man, it's my old show. It's my other show. I totally forgot about it. All right, hopefully. hopefully that shows up on the page.
Oh my goodness. We got an hour and a half left. All right, here we go. Here's the sound that I want to hear show you guys. All right, that's just a little sample of the sound. I think it's an absolutely beautiful sound. And if that doesn't make some sort of impact, then, you know, well, I do know a couple other things that will, but, you know, I think it definitely has some potential. So, again, back to this little project. It is, now, this is a project inspired by myself, Brandon Hauser. In order to help save the world from ourselves and the possibility of the devastating potential that the year 2012 may hold for our planet. It is important to recognize such an end time with this project because without it, the project would simply not exist. And without existence, then it wouldn't be anything of importance. Am I right? So it's not that it's an important project to save the world. It's an important project to consciously be aware of the changes going on in our world. It is a widespread belief that the world is going to end in 2012, but this is a fact that is just completely misunderstood.
Here with Human Unification, we believe in possibility. Is it possible the world may end in 2012? Yes, it is possible, but thanks to our amazing advancements with technology and, you know, our awesome developments, everything that we do, we can see the trends of the Earth and figure out this place has been around, obviously, for millions and millions of years. So what makes us think that the Earth will cease to exist when we as humans are not on it? 2012 is not the end of the world, but it may very well be the end of the world as we know it. And you know what? Honestly, I have to say this. Okay, I'll wait to say that comment because Kathleen is my friendly little wish reminder. Thank you very much, Kathleen. Here we go for tonight at 11:11. We are going to be holding a very important wish in mind, and I want you to hang on to it. Think about it right now and get that wish. Get something that you need for the week. You know, think about this next wish, your most amazing manifestation you want in this next week. Think about it now. Think about it now and hold it in your mind as we wish together, consciously weaving together our wishes and giving them a better chance to come through, sending much love throughout everybody. Again, if you're on the chat room, go ahead and send a big heart out there to everybody's wishes, and I will let you wish away for the rest of the minute at 11:11. Just send your heart out. All right. Happy wishes, everybody. I certainly do hope yours comes true. And if anybody has a special wish that they would like to talk about and shout out, please feel free to call in. As we see, I have a caller. And let's see who it is.
This is Aaron Merg.
Hello?
What's up?
What's going on?
I just wanted to call because I'm a big fan of your radio show.
Oh, well, thank you.
First time caller, long time listener.
Merg, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Today's the first day of my 4-day weekend, you know, so.
Oh, yeah?
You know, chill. Yeah, putting, you know, chilling.
Did your girlfriend make it in?
No, she comes in tomorrow morning.
Okay. Well, how's your first night feel?
Feels like a fucking, I mean, it just started, so, you know, I'm probably going to go to bed and make sure I get here tomorrow, but it's from Friday to Monday, so I go back to school on Tuesday, but.
Okay. Well, that's sweet.
So I'm talking to a famous person right now.
Yeah, dude, you're totally going to be famous.
Dude, that's the shit. All right, so I want to make a shout out to Ohio. I love Ohio.
Oh, well, Ohio loves and this is you. Can't wait.
Can I make a shout out real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, shout out to my homie Z Dog and Z Drizzle. This is Mark Frizzle. What's Frizzle?
For Shizzle. Thanks, Mizzle.
So how many listeners do you have today?
Let's see, we have 4 callers right now. And
like waiting online?
Yeah.
Dude, that's the
shit.
What website do I go to listen?
What?
What website do I go to listen?
You can go to blogtalkradio.com/dreamteacher/2009/09/04/thirstythursday.
You should send me that in a text message?
I can, or can you log online right now?
Log on what?
Can you get online? If you look on Facebook or on MySpace, the links are up there like a bunch of times.
All right, then I'll just go to that. Are you ready to be on for like, what, 45 more minutes?
Yeah, I'm on until 12:30.
Oh, you stay longer this time?
Yeah, I'll probably make it a little bit longer next time, but who knows.
All right, well, I'm going to call in again in like an hour.
All right, man, sounds good. Thanks for calling.
All right, of course. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, man, bye. All right. Well, that was a very fun phone call. Thanks, Merg, for calling in. That was a great surprise. Anyways, so I guess no wishes. Yeah, thank you, Zach. That's sweet. No big wishes tonight, so that's good. Everybody seems to be pretty content, which, hey, you know, that is the way to go. Let me check text messages real quick to see who's trying to show up, just in case there's people missing. Oh, man, Tony Baloney, are you trying to get me to hate you? Seriously, what are you talking about? Just listen to my show, dude. That's all I'm trying to say. I texted all these people, texting them, and like, oh, hey, the show's on. And then they are, like, not sure what they're doing. And like, oh, my God, I don't think I can make it. Or, what do you mean? This is what you have to say to me, and you don't want to respond to my text, and you don't want to talk to me anymore? I'm like, dude, get off my nuts. All these boys want is just dick. I'm done with it. Sorry, that's inappropriate. Anyways. Hello, Zach, your little wavy hand. And Kathleen, your little flower. Oh, man. All right. So, anyways, what I wanted to talk about was back at the Who Knew. So that little project, you know. Like I said, 2012 may not be the end of the world, but it could very well be the end of the world as we know it. And you know what? Like, I'm just saying this to you guys just because, you know, you guys are close friends. And sometimes I honestly wouldn't mind if the world ended because there are some really, really, really selfish, douchey people out there that I am almost disgusted and ashamed to be on the same planet with them. Like, I can't believe we even share the same space. It's almost like, it's like sickening to me sometimes. It's so bad. Sometimes I just can't understand how people can be so bad. Lying, I cannot stand lying. Lying is probably one of the worst qualities a person can have. What else? Oh, my gosh. I can't even think of anything else. Like, lying is just such a big deal. And, like, any lie gets you in trouble, and it doesn't matter what it is as well. Okay, Tony is texting me. Okay, I guess I'll just wait 4 days to hear back. You're horrible. Wow, Tony, that is not it at all. Wait, hang on, I'm going to tell him something. I just said maybe you should call on my show. David, Zach, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah, well, thank God I finally blocked David. It feels way better. Oh, and by the way, the Browns lost. Zach, what was the score again? I don't remember. But the Browns lost, and surprise there. I even had my jersey on, sporting Brady Quinn, but I didn't even see him play. So, whatever. It's only the last preseason game. I'm all right with that. But you know what? I just found out that the Browns never, ever, ever went to the Super Bowl. I cannot believe that. Like, that was ridiculous. I was, like, in complete awe and realized how bad the Browns suck. And I can't believe, out of all the jerseys, I bought a Browns jersey. So, I'm telling you, the Browns have to win sometime. And it better be, like, I don't know, within these next 2 years at least. Gotta happen. Got it. We'll definitely be talking more about that in later weeks to come. I always divert myself from topic. I always do that. Let's see. So, back to human unification. It is devoted to bringing people together. Everybody and can share in all of Earth's abundant features, food, water, shelter, and, of course, love. You cannot have a world without love. You can't have people without love. Love is what connects us together and makes us human, which makes compassion. Is that your idea of making it up to me? Ha. No! Leave me alone, then. Oh, my gosh. I'm so done with it. Not at all. You know?
back. Not at all. I didn't. Okay, sorry. Sometimes I just have to be really abrasive with people. Not my fault, but sometimes I just don't give an F. F it. So, back to who knew. This guy, Bruce Lipton, he made an excellent speech about the new biology where mind and matter meet. And in it, he describes how love promotes growth in human beings. If a human can grow more just from being loved, then why isn't everyone doing it? Why are parents abusing their children? Why do families fall apart? Why are so many kids in jail, especially in this shit of a town in Eastlake? These kids are always in fucking juvie. They're always in jail. They disrespect their parents more than anything that I can, like, even notice in this town besides all the smokers. And why are people afraid to be their true selves? I don't get it. I don't get it. It's the most ridiculous thing in the entire world. I've been born, and I never really realized how many people are living, like, fake lives. Like, they're totally acting like things are not, and it's like, ridiculous. It's a big lie. That's a big lie right there. You have to be true to yourself in order to be happy, and I hope that's what everybody gains from at least talking to me right now, you know, or listening to me. Let's see who's calling. Oh, we got a caller. Let's see who it is. Hello.
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 Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
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 Hi, you're on the air.
Brandon! This is the most famous bitch ever, okay? This is Reba motherfucking McIntosh, bitch. Okay. I
How
called just
doing?
So I could talk to you, okay?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I heard that other dude say that you told him he was going to be famous. I say, bitch, I am famous.
I'm famous.
Oh, you already are famous.
Oh, hell yeah.
I've seen you before.
I'm here with Tony.
Oh, yeah?
And
hi, Tony. I stand
on the corner.
He says hi.
What's up, Brandon? How you doing?
We're sitting here listening to your
How
show.
Are you?
We've been
listening?
Sitting here. Yeah, fucking dude, by the way, the only reason why you bought a freaking Browns jersey is because Brady Quinn is hot, honey.
Oh, yeah, he is pretty sexy.
And number two, the Browns have been to the Super Bowl, but it was a very, very long time ago.
When? I just looked this stuff up.
Oh, it was a long-ass time ago. Long-ass
like
time ago.
Before we were born?
Yeah, way before we were born, honey.
Well, this needs to happen again sometime soon, or damn it. I don't
you
know
that's what I'm saying. Oh, and three, the reason why they're not playing Brady Quinn is because he's first string.
Oh, he is now?
Yeah, he is first string.
I'm done
yeah.
with Anderson. He's bad news.
Anderson's second string. He's all right.
Yeah,
but,
all right.
I don't know. No, I miss you.
I miss you too, hon. You need to come around.
I need to come around.
Yeah. Oh.
I need to come around. Where are you?
At the present moment, I'm in Eastlake, but I've been jumping around from city to city for the past few weeks.
Okay, well, I'm about to text you and see if you want to kick it for a minute, because in a little bit, because me and Tony are bored.
All right, well, my show starts. Or it ends at 12:30, so.
Okay,
hit me
well,
up around
your
then.
You?
Is who?
Your brother?
He is online listening right now.
Oh, I love him.
He can hear you. By the way, he put in the chat room, he said, teams that have never played in a Super Bowl, the Cleveland Browns, the Houston Texans, and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well, the Browns have been, so you can take them off. But it was, like, a long time ago.
All right. Well, thank
Believe
you,
me,
Kevin.
I know this shit.
Yeah, you've been here how long?
Oh, honey, I've been here 54 years. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, I just came out with a new CD, bitches. Go buy it. It's called Keep On Loving You.
Oh, yeah? Oh yeah. Everybody, if you're listening in, please make your way out to the nearest FYE by Reba's Keep On Loving You in support of one of my favorite famous bitches.
Hell yeah, that's me. Okay.
All right.
And I'm winning a contest.
You're winning a contest?
On MySpace.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, hey, everybody, go in and vote for Reba online on MySpace.
Not yet.
Kevin, go ahead and post the link up on my page, and I'll send everybody there, and then they can go vote for you.
Well, it's actually, they can't vote. Reba gets to pick it, and grand prize winner gets flown out to see Reba with another person and hang out with her backstage.
Oh, snap. Who are you going to bring?
My brother, Michael.
Aw, that would be cute.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. I hope you win.
I will.
Is that your wish tonight? Is that what your wish
is? Yes, wish.
Oh, no. All right. Well, everybody's going to be thinking about it and wishing and praying.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you for calling in.
I love you, and I will see you in a little bit.
All right, hon. I'll talk to you later.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. What?
All right. And that was my favorite adorable little Reba. I love him and Tony in the background and didn't talk very much. But, all right, back to, I got to check the text message again because these boys are crazy. Let's try it. Always different. Oh, boy. I can't even do this right now. I'm in the middle of...
No!
Yeah. That's Zach's wife. What the F? Oh, hello, Zolea. I'm not sure who you are, but welcome and thanks for coming. Thanks for joining the chat. Hope everybody here is having a wonderful evening. I certainly am. I wonder who is... I think Murray is calling in. I'm going to have to hang him up. It looks like he's raising his hand, but I'm not sure. That's funny. So, anyways, we're going to go back to what we were talking about. Like this guy, Bruce Lipton, where mine didn't matter to me. Why are people afraid to be them, their true selves? I think it's just they don't want to meet that harsh reality, you know, right face to face. I hope most of you are aware that sound creates form. Everything resonates at a certain frequency. Everything, like everything that you can see, that is manifested, anything. Oh boy, I have to find some other things right now, hopefully. No, I don't think she's listening in right now, but alright. I'll be able to get a hold of him in a minute. okay, like I said, everything resonates at a frequency. Your brain is resonating at a frequency all time. Most people are usually in a beta state, which is, you know, just existing consciously and being aware of your surroundings. An alpha state is when you're angry, fighting, and fired up and not making good decisions. You're making the complete opposite decisions, everything. The theta is a deeper state of consciousness, and the delta is the deepest state of consciousness, hitting a completely different state of mind, and that's simply existing and being your mind. And delta is like a dreaming, is the dreaming state of mind, where your mind just completely drifts and flows, and you have, well, you do have all choice in it, but then you don't, and it's just completely free, free of your left brain, I should say, which is controlling and dominating. For example, let's think of how things resonate. Now, you know that typical scenario where we have an opera singer, big old, big woman, who's got that deep, bellowing voice, and she can hit this certain pitch that breaks a glass and shatters it instantly. Well, that is pretty much the same thing. She is reaching that high frequency and a frequency of that glass that is very poorly held together. And just, bam, shattered instantly. I don't know. That's a great, great example. Oh, and mind you, I think it has to be crystal glass. So not just any old glass. So don't sit here and try screaming your lungs out at a piece of, you know, regular old glass cup, I wouldn't recommend it. I'm pretty sure I've done it before. So you should not be surprised to know that love and the feelings of love resonate at a higher frequency than its polar opposite, fear. I'll give you a perfect example. If anybody of you know who my recent interest has been, this douchebag, David the Marine, well, he told me that he is completely afraid of the future and the unknown. And I couldn't believe that. That was like the last thing he said to me right before I fell asleep. And like that resonated with me very, very intricately because I had feelings for this kid and he follows fear. Like that was like a, oh my God, save me now. So I told him, like, David, no, that's not, you can't follow in fear. That's like, that's horrible. You're not going to, well, I mean, you might find what you're looking for, but it's not going to be happy. I can definitely tell you that. And so, you know, I think falling in love is the best thing. Let's see. Living in a life full of fear is not something a person would typically desire. If you desire, you know, money, success, fame, fortune, everything, you know, all good things, that is not something that you would typically want to do. You don't want to fall in fear if you don't want to be a bum, if you want to, you know, have a shitty life, pretty much. Fall in fear. Yeah, go ahead. It creates disorder and havoc in a human and can literally cause death. So, I don't know. Oh, boy. I don't even care. I would like to note, though, that fear is not the enemy. It is certainly not the enemy. It can still be used as a great tool for self-discovery and motivation. The enemy is ourselves. As human beings, we have two collectively conscious options, to survive or die off as a species that once existed. If the world falls into fear, it will surely be the collapse of us all. Ron Paul for president. Yes, sir. Oh, my gosh. I'm getting a call right now, and I cannot answer it. Oh, should I answer it? Oh, my goodness. I can't answer it. I'm in the middle of a show. Zach, are you leaving us? Oh, all right. Well, thanks, Zach. All right. Hang on. Let's see who's calling in. Anybody? Anybody? All right. Well, human unification was started to help abolish fearful thoughts, actions, and environments. Our species cannot thrive while living in fear. Therefore, we must use love as the base of our civilization. We must love our Earth and everything on it. We must cherish every day and treat it as our last, because we never truly know when heaven will come forth, calling our name to come into the light of our true home. So, I hope you enjoyed that little bit that I had to share. And that is a little project that I would like to keep underway and as a basis for many future projects coming up. All right, let's see. We need to get more people jumping in on here. Advertise. Oh, hang on 1 second. I need to take one little break, and I will be back with you in a moment. Go ahead and sit. All right, everybody, I am back. Sorry about that. Just had to check up on some things. Again, I hope everybody's doing well. Okay, well, we got Kathleen here and Lindsay. Thank you, ladies, for coming. We're just kicking it here. And if I wasn't here, I'd be kicking it over there. You know that. Oh, boy. Let's see. There's plenty to talk about. But the question is, what is the appropriate matter to talk about this evening? Shall we talk about compassion? No, sir. We talk about that every day. Should we talk about the pursuit of happiness? No, sir. Talk about that every day. Shall we talk about hypnosis? Anybody for hypnosis? I don't think so. Reba, don't you just love it when I call? That just made me more famous, bitch. LOL, love it. Reba is crazy. You crazy, girl. You crazy. Let's see. All right. Well, what I'm going to do, I actually want to share some very fun music with you. This is, I wrote this in lieu of human unification, and it is a song about how I feel about what we can do together as people and how we can all come together. My most important endeavor is bringing things that bring people together, bringing things together that bring other people together. So, you know what? And hygiene totally brings people together. Oh, boy. Yeah, good hygiene is definitely a must, by the by. This is a very big topic of discussion. And everybody needs to be clean. We should, you know what, even if need be, let's clean each other. Hey, why not? Jump in the shower together and just rub each other's backs, rub-a-dub-dub. Get all naked and excited. Because you know what, everybody? Together, we can do anything. So please, please enjoy. What is this? No, don't do that. Enjoy this beautiful song that I've written.
Walk in space, save the human race. We are Nevada. Now that we've got a strong connection, see the screen eyes like projection. I know this life is not so easy, why give thanks to little?
Why now?
It's the truth, like so ironic, sharing common sense and chronic. Many others come to find there's more to life than what's defined. The clock is taking so much time. Free the soul and rise the rise. Start searching high and free the caption. This is now your call to action. If we could only look and see, together we can stop the rain, even ride a hurricane. If we wanna, together we can walk in faith, save the human race. Do you think we oughta that together we can walk in faith, save the human race? Do you think we oughta together we can do anything? Together we can.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that little tune. That was a tune made by yours truly, the Dream Teacher, and I hope it was something that you found a little enjoyable. I think I'm going to play another clip for you here, just to get things on the move. Let's go to, we can go to another big song. That everybody likes. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but it seems to be on high demand, so I'm going to play it for you. It's called Losing Time. Alrighty, I hope you all enjoy very much.
When I look off and up, there's no place I'd rather find.
That one is called Losing Time, in case you're just joining us. And that one is very predominant with me in my life. I find every time that I lose all sense of time, it's a place that I know that I should always be at, and that it's the place where I find I learn a lot. And I thoroughly enjoy those ironic moments. They keep me going, definitely, and they bring a lot into my life. So I'm glad that I could share that with you. And thanks for listening to it. And welcome back, Kathleen. We're just here kicking it, you know, keeping the lines open and waiting for more people. Trying to get some people rallied together, getting some interest going on, making sure all these people are eagerly getting their messages and coming to tune in. So, again, thanks for coming through. It is very much appreciated. I feel every listener. Yeah, it gives me a part. Gives me that little extra to go the mile and keep things alive and fresh, you know. So, one of my topics that I would like to talk about is this whole new lifestyle that I have for myself here. If you have met me recently within the last, you know, 5 years or so, you've known me as Tall Gay Brandon. Well, that has recently changed. It is now Tall Bisexual Brandon. And the reason for that being is I am geared towards having a family of my own and waiting. Just kind of keeping my options open. And it was a great experience for me. It was like a coming out again. But I can't say it was too awesome with the other influences around. As I told a couple close friends that I thought were a lot closer, but they just didn't seem to believe me, and they didn't seem to believe in my choice. Oh, we have a caller. Let's see who's calling in. I'm going to put you through. Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi.
It's Janelle Brandon.
Oh, hello, Janelle. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Just kicking it here, hosting the show.
Yeah. I'm just driving around right now.
Oh, yeah?
That's about it. So I was listening in. I didn't know if you would be able to hear me, but so I heard what you were just talking about. What's going on with
yeah.
that?
Yeah, it's quite a different life. I don't know. It's been in my mind for a while. I've been thinking about it for a while now, and there were, like, certain things and certain signs that brought me to that
realization.
Observation. And now that I've kind of been discarding it every time it would come to mind, and I'm like, oh, no, that can't happen. You know, I'm gay. I like boys. I'm attracted to guys. Well, there's been just so much, you know, crap with that you know, I wanted to bring back a part of myself that I kind of lost and pushed to the side. And now that I have accepted it out into the open, you know, and accepted it through voice and telling other people, I have felt so much better, like, about myself. Like, I feel like I opened a whole new door, and I feel like I have gained back a part of myself that I have been missing and that I needed to bring back and complete myself in order to fully achieve my dreams and everything that I want to come into my life, and especially a successful relationship.
Well, that is definitely, definitely great. Because the way I think about it, too, is not really looking at a person in terms of their, you know, their sex organs, but as just who that person is. Does this person, you know, make you feel comfortable?
Right.
Are you happy with this person? Do you see yourself with this person? You know, whether it be a male or a female, I really, you know, think it's good not to judge.
Yeah.
Based on one thing. I mean, of course, if you're looking for a romantic relationship with somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know, you got to factor in some things.
Exactly.
And like you were saying earlier, you know, wanting a family, things like that. If you come across a female that you feel close and connected with on more of a romantic level and intellectual level, and everything that you're looking for, why not? Go for it. It doesn't mean you're tied down. It doesn't mean, you know, you can't sway the other way. Because who's to say it's going to work out or not? It's
mm-hmm.
just best to keep, when you keep your mind open, your heart open, your eyes open, I mean, that's the best quality of life. And
that's
going to succeed to, you know, a great path that you're going to go down. So I think that's awesome.
Well, thank you.
I really do.
Very much. So, yeah, I had a little recent complex with that. Like, I didn't even understand bisexuality before. Like, I didn't even get it. I'm like, how can you like two people? I don't understand. Like, you know, you either like one or you like the other. And now it's totally, like, a different perspective. It's like, you know, you can get two different things from each sex. And, you know, why limit yourself? Especially.
Exactly.
Especially just since there's so many people out there, you can't just break it down to one, you know, one sex. I think it's very much more of a rewarding choice. At least for myself, I can say that, and I think many others would even enjoy it as well.
I do too. Like I said, it's just looking more at the person as a person and not, you know, their genitalia.
There you go. Very well said.
So it's a really good thing to just, if you're really open to that, to be able to accept and live and experience.
Exactly.
And embrace.
And I've learned this from people, and I hope other people learn from this as well. You know, I hope that they gain the same sort of insights, if you will.
Right. Because there's a lot of people out there, like, including me, myself.
Mm-hmm.
I never, ever, and, you know, I always dated guys, always liked guys. Never would the notion cross my mind of, like, being with a female, like, in a committed, full, romantic relationship, like, seriously. It's,
mm-hmm.
of course, as a female, crossed my mind, and I was curious about being with other women, but I never really thought about it as being, like, a really committed thing. And, you know, up until recently when I started making some friends that, you know, like the same sex, and it kind of opened up my mind a little bit more to realize that, you know, if you love somebody and you love being with that person, and that person's there for you, you're thick and thin, and you have your cries together and your laughs together, you know what I mean? You just want to be happy with somebody, and I really think it's important not to judge that person, you know, based on what they are. It is also a difficult thing, though. I mean, a lot of people are accepting of same-sex relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got to be prepared also to, you know, not care and stick up for yourself. And, you know, you're going to have people looking at you, talking about you, but
There's always going to be people like that. The negative Nancys. But then that's when you learn who your true friends are, when they can accept your decisions for what, you know, what you say and what you make true and what you feel true for yourself. And if it's a true and liable sort of change, you know, then what's the saying? I think it's those who matter don't mind and those who mind don't matter.
Yeah.
So, again, it just really keeps you intact with your true friends and the true people that you want in your life. That is, if you want true friends. I mean, a bunch of people want a bunch of Klingons and douchebags hanging around them just to make and to build up their ego.
Yeah, because, I mean, in the end, they're not going to be there for you, you know?
Yep, so. I feel you. Well, thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. I will tune in, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Hannah, have a good evening.
All right, you too, Brandon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alrighty, hang on. I'm trying to hang up the caller. Alright, awesome. That was an excellent call. Thank you very much, Janelle, for calling in. That was wonderful. Oh, hey, Rach. See, you're listening in. How you doing, girl? Hope you guys are having a good night. Figure you just got off of work, I'm sure, so you're driving around. Oh, man. I wish I could be driving around with you guys right now. That'd be so much fun. Driving into nowhere land, looking over the city of Buffalo. Such a nice city, such a nice view. It's an alright city, actually, but, you know, I was born there, so that's how it goes. Again, that was a great call. Thanks, Janelle, for calling in. She had a very good point. And that's the whole deal with this bisexual thing. It's, you know, it's just a choice, just as much as choosing to be gay, choosing to be straight. You can, I mean, people harbor and hide their feelings, and other people just go with them. And I just am. I like everybody, so I can't just limit it down to guys. Can't even happen like that. And I'm glad other people can see my viewpoint. So again, thank you for calling in, Janelle. That was absolutely wonderful. Let's see, we got how many minutes? 31 minutes left in the show tonight. And we've already talked about a whole bunch. Oh, man, this crazy Facebook drama. I love all this Facebook stuff. It makes me so happy. I love being able to interact with all these people. Let's see. There was a bunch of Facebook drama this week. All this crazy stuff going on. I had boys fighting over me, which... it feels pretty cool to be fought over, but, you know, I feel bad because I hate hurting feelings. And sometimes that just happens, you know. People can't learn without getting hurt, and that's not my choice. That's totally theirs, and I am just glad I could help them and assist them in learning something new. Hey, why not, right? So, oh my goodness, there's so much. Oh, what I want to talk about. There is this, let's see, we'll call, it's very, very interesting entity, Ramtha. Now, Ramtha is this old spirit that lived about 35,000 years ago, in, you know, a rough estimate, and apparently this woman, Jay-Z Knight, channels Ramtha. And Ramtha's been around since 1977, I think. It's been a long time. She's been around for a while. And he channels through this woman's body and enlightens people about the world and their world and how we view it and, like, everything, pretty much the meaning of life, who we are, why we're here, and why we came here. And... there, she brings, well, he brings up absolutely relevant topics. There are things that I just, it's like I sit here and watch her
watch him speak. And it's hard to grab onto each concept that she explains and words, because it just goes, there's such big concepts for a simple mind to grasp. It takes a moment. So the first time I watched her speak, him speak, I had to rewatch it a few times just to make sure that I was on the same page. And, you know, that's what it means when you can make the same connections that they can make and that they're giving to you, then that's how you can follow somebody else's thoughts. When you can't connect their thoughts to your own thoughts, then you don't even understand what they're saying, and that's where all lack of communication comes in. I think that is a big little hindrance in our socioeconomic lives right now. Communication is a very constructive tool that we use to communicate ideas and thoughts and experiences, and especially our dreams. Let's see, I wrote something a while ago that I would love to share with you. And it's about dreaming. I figured that would be a very appropriate thing to talk about. I'll just go ahead and start. What are other people dreaming? What are you guys dreaming? What are you guys dreaming about? What comes into your mind every night, you know, when you lay your head down to sleep? There's a whole, we'll say, quote-unquote, 8 hours that you should be in la-la land, not even taking over. You know, your conscious mind has no idea what's going on. I always ask, like, my really close friends, but maybe I should be asking everybody else, you know. Dreams have so much to do with our conscious lives that we live in, and that leads me to think of dream time. A dream second is infinitely longer than a waking second, okay? It's leaving a dream to have an infinite amount of possibilities. There is room for anything to happen. Are we the only creature on Earth that can dream? I would guess not, as I sit here and watch my aunt's dogs running in their sleep. But humans are the only beings on Earth that can remember and consciously communicate dreams to one another. We hold the power to transfer experiences beyond this world to one another. Now, you are understanding these words that are literally coming out of my mouth because we were trained to do so. We were trained in school, you know, and we were trained to communicate with one another. But why? And I think it's so that we can share ideas, thoughts, experiences, and dreams with everybody. So what another question that came up to me is, why is it that we can't see words in our dreams? Like, you know, we can't read, you can't, like, read a book in your dreams, but there are other words you can see as symbols, but merely as symbols. And why can't we see the words? Because words are inert. They are intangible. They hold no value besides the ideas behind them. They're just little tools and constructs to create ideas. That's all words are doing, and my favorite thing is to manipulate words around and to put them around in different orders and shove them around and see, you know, what kind of rises I get out of people, what kind of actions. It's a great, great tool to use in, you know, getting into people's heads. You just have to know how to use them correctly. Like, look at some of these most amazing authors. You have, let's go from Shakespeare, who writes and is a profound writer, you know, everybody has read his work, and let's go to Lil Wayne. Okay, now, both are two amazing artists. They use their words so cleverly, and they create, like, something that is completely out of this world and completely ironic, and that's why they're so well-liked, and that's why they're found as mere geniuses, just the way they use their words. So what other ways can humans communicate? I'd say sound definitely plays a big role in human communication. We use it to speak. We're blessed with the gift to create sound. And we also make the most beautiful music. Music is the one true thing everyone can relate to and without hesitation. We write songs about experiences that we've felt and how we handle things at present time.
So let me ask you, when was the last time you heard somebody singing about a dream? I'd say that, you know, that happens more often than not. Everybody is always, you know, wishing and dreaming and putting them in their songs, and they make songs out of them. I also have a very strong feeling that the importance of music lies within the concept of resonance. We talked about this earlier tonight about, you know, the opera singer breaking the crystal glass just by hitting one certain tone or pitch with her voice. That's an amazing experience. I hope everybody sees that sometime in their life. It is very true that when certain tones are played, it changes the condition of a brain. It changes the tone of a brain. It resonates at a completely different frequency. So what does each tone provoke? You know, there are millions and millions of tones that are out there. Does a person's brain already have a tone? And yes, it certainly does have a tone. We all resonate at a certain tone or frequency. And, you know, you can see, I'll give you perfect examples. You have an alpha, a beta, a theta, and a delta. Those are your states of mind. The beta is the one that we're in all the time. We're in a beta state of mind. And that's, you know, when we're consciously going around doing our daily routines, whatever that may be. The alpha is when we are not thinking clearly. We are thinking through fear and feelings of fear. Anything that comes out of fear, like, you know, guilt, revenge, anger, any of those feelings that originate with fear are things that are going to keep you in the alpha state of mind, which is using less of your mind. So sitting there right now and just sitting there with your brain and sitting inside your head, that is automatically increasing your brain frequency. So anytime you have a problem, you know, coming up, just sit there. Sit there, and they always say, you know, count to 10. Well, you know what? Count to whatever number you would like, as long as you just sit there and get centered into your state of mind. That will definitely help you. Theta is like a deep relaxation state of mind. It is where you are deeper relaxed and just sitting, and it's almost like a hypnotic state. A lot of people that I hypnotize end up into the theta state, and, you know, they're not all the way under. And then the last state is the delta state of mind. And that is where we sit while we are dreaming. That is where our brain is when we go to sleep, and we hit REM cycle and we start just hardcore dreaming. That would be a delta state. And I have hypnotized people to go into that delta state, which is a really awesome experience. I hope everybody gets to see that someday. And I'll keep you posted on the video show that should be coming up soon. It is, I was actually directed to a site thanks to one of my friends here on Blog Talk Radio. And there's a streaming video site that I would like to start doing. And, you know, hypnotizing people on there, doing fun little shows that everybody can watch. And hopefully I'll get more people interested. Hopefully that'll pique interest, and I'll get some of you guys to get over there and watch and interact with that. But I'll keep you posted and for further details when that day comes. Let's see, back to the tones. Does each person's brain already have a tone? And yes, it definitely does. You can almost... Sometimes if you're, like, trained to see it and recognize it, you can literally see it. You can feel it. You can feel their, like, their frequency. You can feel what's going on. I'm sure psychics and mediums can definitely tell that instantly. So does that mean that everything has a certain tone that you can hear? I think that that is how the secret works. You know, we've all heard of the famous The Secret, and how you need to visualize and, you know, carefully remember your thoughts and think good things. You have to feel the feelings of having something, and once you are in tune with it, you will receive it. Well, like I mentioned before, we put a lot of feelings into music. So say we made a song about a yellow rose. Does that mean it will show up in your life? And I think the answer is yes, absolutely. Like, look at all these famous rappers. They all sing about money, and look what they have. Loads of friggin' money. They have tons of money, and all their songs are about money or have money in them. It is literally almost as simple as that. I'm sure that, you know, if I have a work and focusing in the money, that's exactly what I will get. If I focus and push myself enough, that is exactly what I will get. Let's see. Then, I'll talk about some other things about creating new tones and everything, but there was an idea that I had. I'll share it with you. Well, what if I created these tones myself? Or if they're already created and if we figured them out, anything is possible with the power of suggestion. You can convince people of anything. So say, you know, I create a tone to give you money. Listen to this tone and you'll receive money. I'm sure a lot of people would listen because everyone wants money. And that is simply like a great tool. That's a great idea. Just sell money. There's no better way than to, what you need to do is just sell money. You sell something so simple that it just regenerates itself and creates a money cycle. Because money is just another cycle. It's just, you know, it's constant receiving, give. And they always say, the more you give, the more you receive. Well, the more money you give, the more money you should be receiving. Am I right? Let's see. Anybody have any opinion on that? I don't think at the moment, but we'll see in the chat room if anybody agrees or listens to this later. You know. So if it's a standard amongst all people, if that, you know, sound, that tone is standard amongst all people, that we can share and recognize it between everybody. And, of course, it's not limited to just money. It can be used for anything we want, love, jobs, people, you know, anything. So it sounds like anything is possible here. Am I right? Now, what I have just talked about is an idea I have created using my mind. And since it has limitless possibilities, I would say that that qualifies be a dream. Dreams don't always have to be something that, you know, our mind has no conscious control over. A dream is just something that has limitless possibilities. That is a dream, and when you can fully relive and engulf that, I think that's when you make your dreams a reality. And honestly, I have to tell you, doing this radio show is one of my dreams. And here I am talking with you and making my dream a reality. And I'm so glad that you are here to share in this with me. It's a great feeling. And again, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening in. I appreciate it so much. You have no idea. We're running down on 15 minutes here, so still got a couple minutes to chat. I'm going to keep talking to you about the rest of this dream. Let's see. So let's think about a dream. I already talked about that. I want to talk about lucid dreaming. Lucid dreaming is being conscious of the fact that you are dreaming. So this gives you pretty much all control over the dream state. Like, you know, when you go to bed and you're dreaming, if your consciousness recognizes that you are dreaming, that is a lucid dream where you can have control over it. You have pretty much say in what's going on. Not that you don't all the time, but sometimes your subconscious mind just, you know, leaks in and gives you symbols, gives you messages, and, you know, you don't always consciously have control. So what I think needs to happen is everybody needs to visit the lucid dreaming state much more. And, you know, experience it, manipulate around, jump in there, and, you know, figure stuff out. See what you can do just in your mind. See what you can do while you're sleeping. Why waste that time and just sitting there when you can constructively be changing your life and changing it how you want and making you manifest any of your dreams, whether they be consciously recognized or not conscious. So that's my feeling about dreams. I think they're just very important. I think everybody needs to remember them. My advice for everybody here tonight is to start writing your dreams down. You should have a separate journal for your dreams. You know, write them down. There's some very significant signs in there. There's things that you should be noticing. There's things that you should remember. You know, it's not like they come through for no random reason. Everything happens for a reason. You know, there's too many ironic coincidences for it not to happen. Things just happen so ironically, and especially in my life, I take great pride in the ironic coincidences in my life. And I sit there and I just laugh every time that I find, you know, one of those moments where I, you know, go figure. That's where I end up telling myself, go figure, you know, go figure this happens. And that to me is an ironic coincidence right there. And I've noticed where people have said that in moments of their life, and I noticed that the people that say that, they say it when something bad happens. They say it, oh man, you know, I got a flat tire on my way to wherever, you know, go figure. Well, I have started using that to my advantage, like whenever anything good comes along. Like if I am really fiending and I really want cigarettes and, you know, I don't have the money to get any right now, but all of a sudden out of nowhere, a friend shows up with a cigarette or even a pack, and I'm just like, wow, go figure. Like, that is so awesome, and I think it's a great tool that's been helping me a lot and helping me get whatever I want. Because to tell you the truth, I have right now everything that I want. I have everything that I want. I have great friends. I have a place to sleep. I have food. I actually just got a job, and I'm pretty excited about that now that I can start paying back old college loans and start upgrading the site and getting more users here. And I am glad and very grateful that I got this opportunity. So I'm going to take every advantage of it possible. You know, I have everything that I need. I have everything that I could ever possibly want, and I'm so okay with whatever path that my life is taking. You know, I just came out bisexual, which I never thought would have happened in a million years because I didn't even understand bisexuality before. You know, I almost looked down upon it, and I'm like, oh, wow, bisexual people, they just don't know what they want. Well, you know what? From now on, I will not be talking shit on things that I necessarily don't understand. And I think that's something everybody should be doing, obviously, you know. Don't talk shit on things you don't understand. Things that you don't understand or things that are unknown, don't let your feelings succumb to fear. You know, love and embrace new things. Embrace the unknown. Love the changes. And if you start doing that and just accepting it in your mind like that, then you will find that everything is just 10 times more beautiful than you recently discovered. And it's a great shift in mind. It's a great shift in attitude. Attitude is everything. Keep your attitude high because you know what? Attitude determines exactly how you're going to feel about things. And why wouldn't you want to feel happy? I mean, granted, we all go through shitty times, but I think sometimes those shitty times are very necessary because we learn from them and we learn how to be happy. And I think a truly, truly enlightened person, an enlightened thinker, and genius learns to be happy all the time, no matter what situation comes to them, no matter what occurrence it is. They learn to be happy no matter what and to follow, you know, love and follow their hearts, and they're happy with whatever happens because, you know, we are here just to learn. We are here to make our dreams a physical reality. We have that opportunity. And I am so very thankful and blessed to be here in the United States, even though it's been getting some bad rap lately. But I'm so grateful to be here because here we have the opportunity to make dreams a reality. We have an opportunity to sit here and think about our dreams, think about our fantasies, think about them before we even put them into action. We can live those moments, we can live through them in our mind and decide which course is the best for us to take. We have that opportunity to do that here with no hindrance in the U.S. And I am absolutely thankful that I am right where I am. Again, I have everything that I want. I have everything that I could possibly need. And I'm so excited to share that with you because, again, sort of coming out of bi helped me complete my life story and helped me complete and really say out loud what I'm feeling and affirm everything that's coming my way because I know I've got a lot. I've got a lot riding on my whole life, my words, my reputation. And this is certainly just the next step. So again, thank you all for coming. We've got about 8 minutes left here. I just wanted to thank you all very much. It has been a very fun show. I have enjoyed all of the talkers. We had some really, really great calls today. And again, thank you, Janelle, for calling in, Merg, and Reba. You guys were all lovely call-ins. And I'm glad to put you on the air. Hey, maybe I'll boost your own fame. You never know. But for those of you listening in on the chat, the number is 646-727-2870. So if you want to call in and say hello, say goodnight, give a shout-out to anybody, it doesn't matter. You can call in just to say hello and talk. But just would like to let you know, just in case you're coming in for the next show, which hopefully you will be here for the next show. We'll be here. I will be here every Thursday night at 11 o'clock. I may even extend the time and the hours in case, you know, we get really talkative and everybody's, you know, putting in their 2 cents. Well, welcome, guests. Sorry, there's only 8 minutes left. But thanks for coming in anyways. You should stay for the rest. just a little recap. We talked about dreams today. And we talked about how everybody should be following their dreams, listening to their dreams. And my big advice is to start a dream journal. Start writing down your dreams. Start looking at them. Start, you know, reading them over, analyzing them. Just start looking. And I promise that it is a very rewarding experience. It is something that I've learned from over and over again. You know, I love opening my dream journal because it's a mystery every time I open it. I never know what to expect, and I never know what to learn from my own self after every time I just look through it. And I'll have to admit that sometimes I really think that dreams show our future. I have had various accounts where it is more, you know, we've all experienced deja vu, but over these past years, it's been getting more and more intense with me. I feel like there's some moments that I will dream and I, you know, physically, consciously remember them. I remember that dream, and then that moment happens in my life. Immediately, it is a drawback, and I'm like, whoa, I have been here before. I have done this before. I know exactly what's going to happen. And I always think that, and as soon as I say it out loud and I say what's going to happen, usually the complete opposite change, like, happens. The complete opposite of what I said and what I thought happened happens. And what I think is that is an immediate moment where you are literally creating, you know, your future. You're making the next move, and you made a change other than what was sought for you, you know, what was supposed to be. And I think those are great steps into becoming ourselves. And as long as they're very loving, I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. Well, thank you for tuning in as we are losing some people, I see. We got 5 minutes left. So, again, thank you very much for coming on in. I hope everybody has been enjoying the show. And for this last 5 minutes, I would like to make a little announcement. What I'm thinking about doing is posting auditions. I would like people... I'm thinking about, you know, opening up the circle a little bit, getting some more conversation in on here, having some co-hosts maybe, some frequent callers. I'm thinking about assigning certain topics to people that they can research for the week, and then
you know, come back and give us their little report and give us their, you know, certain amount of time spiel, a 10-minute spiel, 20-minute spiel, however, and see if we can create more interest in rising topics that way. So if that will be the next option and seeing how many people are interested, there will be posts up. You should add me on Facebook.com, and the name that you'll be looking for is Brandon Hauser, and I am out of, in the Cleveland network. You may also find me in the Kent network, but definitely the Cleveland. And hopefully you find the right one. If you see stuff about the Dream Teacher and all that, then you've definitely hit the right place. I'll be putting up more easy tags so that you can find me easier. Also, if you have a MySpace, go ahead and log on to MySpace.com and add your favorite Dream Teacher at www.myspace.com/Brandon's Good Music, and type that in, and the Dream Teachers page should come right up, and you can add me as a friend on there and keep information. We can, you know, exchange ideas and, you know, be in contact that way. That's a great way to message me. Also, if you have any comments or concerns, you can message me here or hit up my email at itsb07@yahoo.com. And, you know, you can email anytime. I always check it. I'm always online. Well, except when I'm not working and out with people, obviously. Also, I am on Twitter, you know. Got to be contacted everywhere. So if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, just go to search for ITSB07. It's B07, and I will clarify that in the chat rooms. I'll go ahead and write it down. And that's pretty much my name anywhere. If you do ITSB07 and just Google that, you'll find a bunch of my stuff. You'll find anything that you pretty much want to know. I'm all over the internet. It's just a matter of you going out and finding it. So, again, get in contact with me, and hopefully we will be able to do some auditions and get some really charismatic people up in here, getting some really great talks going. We had a great talk this evening. We had some really great callers. I'm so sorry if you missed it, and hopefully that you'll be here next week, Thursday night at 11 o'clock for Thirsty Thursdays, joining in with me, the Dream Teacher, talk about absolutely anything that you've ever wanted to talk about. We talk about, there's pretty much no topic here that is left uncovered. I am here to help anybody. I am here to help you all. I am here out of love for my human species, and out of love for myself to help people, help humanity to anything that they truly want to be. And I truly want to be a successful, amazing species. I am looking forward to these next few coming years with all of you and all of you amazing light workers and people that follow love. I love you all. You're all beautiful people. You're beautiful souls. And thank you for presenting yourself to me, because I certainly don't know what I would do without you. I have many people to thank, and I am certainly thinking of you all and holding you all deep in my thoughts tonight, sending you much, much love your way. Again, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate everybody here calling in and listening. It's been a really great show. I'm very excited for you to tune in next week at 11 o'clock here every Thursday night for Thirsty Thursdays with your favorite Dream Teacher. Love and light to you all, everybody, and have an amazing night.